It's a miracle that no one was hurt or killed. I've been in touch with the construction firm to find out what on earth happened, and I'm sure that they will be cooperating with investigation into exactly what's gone wrong to try and make sure that this doesn't happen again. I expect that they'll also want to bend over backwards to make good the huge amount of damage that's been done. But, I mean, in a sense, lucky because we've avoided someone being killed today, but on the other hand, I think the firm responsible has a lot to make up to the poor people whose house has been wrecked.